The One Week Wonder continues as the pieces come together, and Spencer Schott from our news department is here for the daily update. Hey, Spencer.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
How's it going, Spencer? Did you get a look at it today?
I did. It's a little slow moving so far. I did my rivet training yesterday, and so today I went back with my card, because once you do your rivet training, you're given a pin, which I have on right now.
So you're a card-carrying rivet puller.
I am a card-carrying rivet puller. I have my pin that says One Week Wonder, Oshkosh 2018.
Great.
But I went to go redeem my pin today, and they're still organizing and putting pieces together, so I'll have to try back tomorrow to put my rivet on the plane.
So I went over a couple of hours ago to look at the progress, and when I look at all of the activity that's going on in the hangar or in the pavilion where they're building it, there are wings are looking like they're taking shape. The bottom of the fuselage looks like it's taking shape. I just stood there for a bit, and I was actually riveted at what I saw.
No. Okay, well, so did someone have to pull you away from there to whatever was next on your schedule? This could go all day, you
it
know.
It could.
So we sent, Spencer, we gave you a list of questions yesterday, and I understand that you have answers.
I do. So yesterday after this, I went over and I talked to their media relations, Ron Wagner, and I asked him all the questions that you guys had, and so hopefully you find his answers to your satisfaction. The timer continues to tick as we move into the second day of building the One Week Wonder. All of the pieces were organized yesterday, and assembly of the individual parts was started. One Week Wonder Media Relations Officer Ron Wagner explained how they make two teams of volunteers, then break down the work between them.
There's a building team that is working with Van's aircraft, and at least one person at each table where they're working, each workbench, is a very experienced RV-12 builder. And with them are some volunteers that they've recruited to help them, and some young people, and a diverse group of people helping. And they're working under the supervision of the Van's team.
With the building team having a specialist leading groups on specific parts of the plane, there's a second group of volunteers working the front lines. They are called the ambassadors, and Wagner says their job is to teach people how to pull a rivet.
They like to educate and play as a host, so the ambassadors are working directly under EAA, and they are the ones that will teach you how to pull a rivet. And once we get some wing panels or tail surfaces up there to rivet or the fuselage, they'll be the ones that conduct people and have them help actually finish the airplane.
Now we know how the teams of volunteers are broken down, there's still the question of what will happen to the plane once it's completed.
It'll be certified to fly solo until it's accrued 40 hours of flight time and a genuine flight test period during that time. After that time, the aircraft will be signed off to carry passengers, and the aircraft will replace the One Week Wonder from 4 years ago that's been touring the country. And the One Week Wonder from 4 years ago will be retired into EAA's flight base here in Oshkosh.
And finally, a question that came up yesterday. What type of panel will be installed in this year's One Week Wonder?
Most of the kit manufacturers do offer a panel particularly set up for their aircraft. And that's the case with the panel that we're using here at the One Week Wonder tent.
And when I asked how many bells and whistles will be installed, this is what Wagner had to say.
Probably just about everything you can get.
Stay tuned to EAA Radio News to hear daily updates on the One Week Wonder every day at 12:15. Reporting for EAA Radio News, I'm Spencer Schott.
How many bells and whistles?
All of them. All of them.
We were just talking about avionics a minute ago, and all of them is not much cheaper than, or not, let me say that again. And now all of them is not much more expensive than just some of them.
In today's fast-moving avionics world, that's the case, yeah. For sure. When I went over there, I was also happy to see that they have a finished RV-12 there. So
yes.
People who are interested in seeing what the end result is going to be, it's right there. And there's another one, of course, at the Van's tent on the north side of the field. It's exciting to see what the finished product will be. And you can see it taking shape.
Yeah, like you said, you can. I went over there. It's more organized than what it was yesterday when they're just dishing out the pieces, trying to figure out where everything goes. But they have some rivets in. They're just not letting the members who are just coming to EAA to look at everything. They're not letting them pull any rivets yet. They said they'll start either late this afternoon or 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
And you'll be in line for that, right?
Of course.
All right.
So just like when people were on their way flying here and then ran into weather and then it got all kind of congested on Sunday and Monday, I think the rivet line might be getting congested if people are kind of hoping to get in. So let's start the new list of questions, okay?
Okay.
I would love to hear at some point from Van himself, Van Grunsven.
We talked to him on the first day. Yesterday's update talked about how he...
Oh, he was on the tape?
Yeah, he was.
Where was I?
You were here.
I was sitting right here.
You were
here. I was sitting right here not listening to the tape. Okay. All right. Paul, how about question one from you?
I'd like you to find a volunteer builder and just ask them what the experience is like. And do they see this as something that they might do for themselves at some point?
Definitely.
It seems like you'll have a cast of hundreds to pick from for sure.
Exactly. Yeah, I've talked to some. I haven't recorded an interview yet, but I've just talked to them in passing on what their process is like. So I'll have to get their perspective a little bit more.
And I forget. I'm sure you mentioned this yesterday. I probably wasn't here either. is it all day? Do they go into the night? Or what are the shifts?
Shifts start at 8 a.m. And then the ending shift, I'm not 100% sure on when that is. But I would guess it's around the same time that they close Boeing
Plaza. They close the show.
Yep.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
All right, here's question number two. When they paint it, what color is it going to be? So there's been a contest about livery on this.
And the contest is still going on.
Okay.
So people can go up to, they have iPads positioned around the 1 week wonder tent, and you can go up and vote on what painting design you like. And the winner is going to be who?
Which design?
Yeah.
And when are they going to settle on that? Do you know? When are they going to count the votes?
I'll have to ask that question.
Okay, there's question number three. When do we find out what the colors are going to be? Great.
I was reading the spec sheet on this aircraft, and it's the RV-12IS, and it actually has more performance than the original RV-12 that was introduced, I believe, back in 2009, I believe, or 2008. So they've made quite a bit of progress, primarily because of the fuel-injected engine. I would think people would love this airplane.
Yeah.
I would love this airplane.
It's an enhancement of the, or an improvement on the 10, right, because it's got a little more space inside?
No. The 10 is a four-seat.
Okay.
So this is an upgrade of the original RV-12.
I'm thinking of a different one.
I'm sure you are.
Isn't there a 14?
There is. RV-14 is an upgrade on the RV-7.
Okay.
I would like that one as well.
This is the two-place LSA.
It is.
Okay.
And its original version had a carbureted engine. This has the fuel-injected Rotex.
Can you see the performance difference in the numbers? Have you looked at the specs?
It looks like there is a noticeable uptick in the performance, especially on climb rate, which, you know, would appeal to a number of people. So it's a marvelous airplane.
Dick Vans said he built this exact replica himself 9 years ago, and he uses that to fly around. And he's actually, just the RV-12, and now he's currently building his own RV-12IS.
And certainly he has a choice of airplanes to choose from.
Yeah, but he's not doing it in a week.
No, that's true. Few people are, even with his experience.
Exactly, yeah.
But if anybody could, you know.
That's right.
It'd probably be the van and the vans in the name of the company. If you have questions for Spencer that you would like to register here on our text messaging gateway, you can send those by phone call, which will be automatically transcribed, or by text, which we can read on the air here, at 920-550-1210, 920-550-1210.
And Spencer, I know that you're busy doing the new segments and you're keeping track of the 1 week wonder. Have you had some time to just get out and relax and see some other things?
After this, I was going to have some lunch and then work on the 5 p.m. and then I should be good for today. And I plan on heading over to the Innovation Center because there's so many things going on there today because it is Innovation Day here at Oshkosh. So I haven't got to relax too much yet, but it's only been the first day.
Oh,
there's plenty of time to relax.
Don't make it sound like you're going to be working later today because there's a collegiate mixer at 5 o'clock over there.
Oh, that's right. You mentioned that this morning.
What do you mean? Oh, that's right. That's already on your schedule. Yeah.
I wrote it on a notepad and then I walked away from it.
Good.
But yeah, so at 5 p.m., I guess I'm going to a collegiate mixer.
So all those firms that are recruiting here, looking to interest folks, have put a mixer together so that the candidates can network and so that the firms also recruiting can get to know some of them in a more relaxed atmosphere.
Well, every year that I come here, I have the same experience, and that is I think I have plenty of time to see everything, and the week goes by so fast, and I look back and I think, I wished I had more time.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
I, in past years, have gone through the major, the big four hangars to look at vendors. This year, I actually bought some stuff, which was kind of different for me.
That's great.
Yeah.
In contributing to the aviation economy using aviation units instead of dollars.
Oh, well, no, this is like a 0.000 something of an aviation unit if you and I are speaking of the same size of aviation unit.
I think I told you what my formula was. $1,000 equals one aviation unit.
Yeah, so this is like 0.015 aviation units for a pair of foggles.
That's great.
Well, we've got a couple other guests here in the balance of our time today. Next up, we're going to be talking about the subject of aircraft windows and some interesting technology. So the mental picture to carry with you into our break here is of Buzz Aldrin standing next to Eagle on July 20th, 1969 with a gold reflective helmet on his faceplate. And so think about that as we have our conversation that'll start in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Squawk 1200 on EAA Radio.